Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
8 months after freaking out over the first encounter with Beyonce, Cardi B has broken one of Bae's Billboard records. Oh my goodness. She's also smashed Taylor Swift's Apple Music streaming record with her new album, Invasion of Privacy. Now, she surpassed Bae with the highest number of songs by a solo female act charting on Billboard's Hot 100. Beyonce set the record with 12 songs on Lemonade. Well, Cardi B came along with 13 songs, 12 from the new CD, and then of course there's that Bruno Mars collaboration. Oh well, I am so sure that Cardi is still in awe of Beyonce. She better be. And you know what? Diddy took to social media yesterday. He was preaching about the need for black people to own our own culture and stop giving it away. Ooh, I'm agreeing with him on that one. Well, his appeal to black millionaires to meet over this issue makes sense to me because that's what really rich white people do all of the time. I'm supporting you on this one, P. Diddy. Or, let's see, what is your new name? Doesn't matter. We're going to call you Diddy anyway. And Mariah Carey may have come out with her bipolar story last week, but her former manager says it ain't so. She claims the singer is addicted to alcohol, prescription drugs, and marijuana, and she says that that's the reason that she keeps having all of these performance mishaps, including that New Year's Eve thing back a while ago. Anyway, her ex-manager, Stella Bolotnikov, claims that she is owed millions of dollars in fees, and then maybe that's what this is all about, too. You never know. In any case, I am so sure we will continue to hear about this story because the ex-manager says she's about to do a tell-all, and she will tell all. I know this woman. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.